I got a call out of the blue from a gentleman named Phil Vischer, and he owns he owned a company in Chicago. It was an animation studio called Big Idea Productions, and they do a VeggieTale. They have a VeggieTale property. It's called VeggieTales, and it's animated vegetables. I mean, again, if you have never seen it, you have no idea what that might look like. Because, you know, you might think that, you know, like they're dancing around in some grocery store, you know, and, you know, that's not the case. You have to understand. And many people that may hear this will know of VeggieTales.
Well, I'm hurt that you would think that I don't know about VeggieTales.
I don't know. I mean...
No, I don't. I don't. You're right.
Okay.
But I... It's an intriguing idea.
Well, the thing is that that's not why I went. Obviously, oh boy, I can't work for a VeggieTales.
Have I got an idea for a tomato?
But the main character is a tomato, Bob the tomato,
of
and
course.
Larry the cucumber, and you'll have to go out and get one of those. So, Steve, what had happened is that it just came out of the blue, and the owner said, Michael, I've talked to some other people, I've learned of who you are, and I'm going to be in L.A. Would you meet me for dinner? And I said, sure. So he asked me over dinner, point blank, would you give up everything here and come back to the Chicago area and work for me? And I said, why work for you? And he goes, well, I want to expand my studio. They'd been in business 12 years, almost 12 years, very successful direct-to-video projects. And I want to move into feature film. Now, whether it was right or not, you know, at the time for him that was a vision. He wanted to move that direction. And I need people that have feature film experience, and I need someone who can develop a visual development department in my studio. People that can do what you do on projects that are moving ahead for us. And I just said, well, I'll tell you what, I can't tell you whether I'm going to do that. I mean, this is something my wife and I are going to have to talk about, and we're going to have to pray about this. And he said, well, I hope you do. So we did. We prayed a lot about it. And there was an issue for me. You know, what really came up when I was praying about this project was about coming back to Chicago. What really came up was my personal pride. I arrived at the top of this business, and darn, was I going to move away from this and go to some small little studio that hardly anyone knew of? And it was about me, and really, that's what came up, like cream to the top, and I despised what I was seeing about myself. You know, it was all about me. And so as I struggled through that, and as I cleared that up between me and God, I basically said, you know, is this something you want us to do? Give up everything here and move there. And through serious confirmations for us, we knew it was the right move. So we gave up everything, and we sold our house. Matter of fact, the person who bought our home was Vern Troyer. He's the dwarf. You may know Vern Troyer, Mini-Me.
Oh, yeah.
He played Mini-Me. He bought our home. And been back a number of times and visited him. Interesting character. But we left and came back here. And frankly, you know, it had been a long time since I'd been lived in this area. I'd come back and visit my mother, who's in Michigan, and most of my family, and, you know, still family in Kennett. And so it was kind of a coming home. You know, again, I was just 50, and it was time to move. If I was going to come back, this is the time to do it, and it'd be a good place to be. So came back, and 3 years later, the business went into bankruptcy.
Yikes.
But it still exists. A company bought it out, and they moved it to Nashville. They asked me to come down, and I just felt like I didn't want to make a move. We were settled here. Philip, our son, was in school, it was right. You know, being here was right. We just felt like we need to be whole fast and to be steady. Whereas almost everyone, they had over 200 people, had to, you know, be laid off and leave the area. Many people went to L.A. Many people are at Pixar. They're at Disney. They're at various places around the country. And we stayed because we felt it wasn't right to go back to L.A. And so God has really provided. I mean, I've gotten involved in all kinds of different assignments. Again, Big Idea continues to use me as a client, Disney, and various other animation studios. And so we're doing very well, and, you know, and we're steady for Philip's sake and his education. And we live in Naperville, Illinois. It's got one of the best school systems in the United States. Wonderful, beautiful little community.
And you have your own company now.
I do, but again, when I say my own company, it's not like I have hired people. It's me.
And the name of it is?
Yeah, Spoonerville Animation Design.
So they named a town after you?
How did you know that? Yes, I worked on, again, with Disney Television Animation on Goof Troop. And so someone had to design Goofy's, you know, town.
Oh, no, I was making that up. They really did name a town?
Yeah, they did. Goofy and on Goof Troop. We did, you know, 65 episodes. I had a design where Goofy lived, and they called it Spoonerville.
How cool is that?
Yeah, and so that's part of the Disney history there, one way or the other.
Well, I thought I was just being glib, but there's that synchronicity again, right?
Well, you know, Spoonerville comes from, well, there may be other Spoonervilles, I don't know, but outside of Malden, Missouri, there was a Spoonerville. My great-great-grandfather started a community there. In the, I think, the 60s or 70s, it was incorporated into the greater Malden area. But there's that history. If you go to Malden, Spoonerville will be heard of.
Now you're taking all the magic out of it, Mike. Michael, I still think of you as Mike, but it's Michael these days. Well, it sounds like you, aside from having an illustrious, no pun intended, career, have found, a great spot to be now with your family and your work, and it sounds like you're really happy.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place. Again, is this where we're going to be forever? We don't know. We don't think so. This is a great community for kids to grow, you know, for Philip to grow up in and to complete school. When that happens, you know, I don't know. We've spent a lot of time in Europe. You know, would we like to go back to Europe? Certainly to continue to travel there, but we would like to live there. We have a lot of friends there. Who knows? I don't know. So, you know.
Any exciting projects on the horizon that you can talk about?
Currently, just this week, started a new project with Big Idea, but it's a direct-to-video project. Just recently, well, a year ago, I worked on Tinkerbell for Disney. They had they're doing three projects. I worked on the first one. I had worked on recently. Well, it's already out. I worked on the Fox and the Hound 2 for them. But in terms of feature film work in L.A., currently there's not a whole lot going on, and what is going on is scarfed up pretty much by LA talent. And even though I'm here, and you know, the only reason I get work in LA is at this point is not because I'm back there promoting myself. The fact that there's so many people in the LA area that know me, and whenever I get a project, it's based on the fact that they're familiar with my work, and they promote me to some extent. But, again, I'm competing against a lot of fish in the sea at this point with very few bites of food. So that's the way it is, you know. But consequently, I am moving into illustration again as well. I'm working with I did a very large project with a publisher, educational publisher called Scott Forstmann. Scott Forstmann is a been around for over 100 years. They did Dick and Jane in the 1950s for schools.
Of course.
They're here in the Chicago area.
See, Spot Run.
Yeah. And so I did this large project. It took me five months. I did 35 books for the California educational system for a preschool. It was a preschool, or I think it was kindergarten reader.
Please tell me that you didn't update Dick and Jane to gangster hip hop.
No, this had nothing to do with Dick and Jane.
Okay.
No, that's.
Leave me one memory from my.
I know.
Yeah. Do you get back to Kennett ever? I mean, it's hard.
I do, occasionally. Are you familiar with, you know, my cousin, Paula Pfeiffer?
Of course. Went to high school. Yeah.
Yes. You know that she died?
I did not.
Yeah. It's been about 2-3 years ago. And I went back for her funeral. Met some people from, you know, I remember Johnny, meeting Johnny Tan and a few other people. They were there. And Bruce Kirby. Not Bruce Kirby, but Bruce. Bruce. What's Bruce's last name? I know it. Baker.
Bruce Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his brother.
Brett.
Brett Baker. It's amazing. You start talking about some names, and suddenly they start to fill in, you know?
Yes, I do. You know, you have been so generous with your time, Michael. I've kept you from working here for an hour, but I'd love to chat again sometime because I would love to find out if you have, are you doing anything with sort of computer-generated graphics and that sort of stuff?
Or? Oh, definitely. I mean, I work on the computer, you know, Photoshop, Painter.
Maybe the next time...
And I work on a Mac, and I know you do. So
I'm sort of a recent convert, but yeah, I love it. You know, maybe the next time we talk, we could you could share with us, you know, some of the, you know, the applications you use, some of the things that you do, because I would find that fascinating, and I'm sure some others
certainly
would.
Certainly, yeah. And I'll send you some images, and so you can springboard from some of those images if you want.
All right.
You know,
can we find you online anywhere? I mean, in terms of a blog or a website or?
Well, yeah, I don't have a website. I should. Everyone says you should do it. I haven't really needed because I continually have work, and I'm afraid that, you know, it's only going to overwhelm me. But, you know, frankly, I should do it just to keep my, you know, just to keep a space out there of me and my work. And I'm sure I'll be doing that. So I'm not overly technically inclined, so I'll need someone to help me work through the building that. You know, I'll design it, but I'll need someone to help me work through that.
Yeah, you're going to need to get somebody to do the graphics for you, probably.
Yeah, right.
Hey, it is so good to hook up with you. Oops, I always make that mistake. Young people tell me, you're not supposed to say hook up.
Okay.
I had to look that up to see what was wrong with that. Good to connect with you again.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Dave,
same for me. I hope it just doesn't end here. So,
yeah, no, absolutely not. And I will email you once this interview. This went longer than I normally go, so I'll probably chop this up into two or three pieces. But I'll send you an email when I get this online. And folks who remember you, or, you know, just folks who remember your vast body of work here, hopefully will enjoy this, and maybe some of those will get in touch with you, too.
Sure, I'd love that.
All right, so we'll stay in touch.
Okay, Steve.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.